What's up, everyone? It's JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope all is well with you and your loved ones. Now, before I go straight into tonight's episode, if you did not do so yet, I recommend you to go ahead and listen to last week's episode. I had the privilege and honor to talk with Sharonda Axon as we discussed the topic, Live Free After Life Felt Like Death. Sharonda shared her powerful testimonies on how God was able to help her to live free after life felt like death. And while we were just chatting, I was tremendously blessed. And I know if I was tremendously blessed to hear from her and all that the Lord had done in her life and how far she has come, I know that you will also be blessed by what it is she shared. The Lord is definitely going to encourage you through that episode. So go ahead and listen to it, share it with a friend, and let us know as well how the episode was a blessing to you. Now, without further ado, I want to go ahead and get into tonight's episode. Tonight's episode is really a word of encouragement. It's also a declaration. It is a declaration that I'm believing in my life, and I believe that it is going to resonate with many of you. I thank God, right? Amen. That we've gone through the month of January. We are now in the month of February. God truly has been just, again, gracious towards us to have crossed us over to the month of February. At times, y'all, we can take life for granted. You know, we can take life for being routine, meaning, again, you go to sleep, you wake up. But no, that is a gift from God. Many people did not see the month of February. Many have already passed away this previous month, right, of January. But praise the Lord, you are still here. God's purpose is still unfolding in your life. And I'm just encouraged to know that, right? Every day that I wake up, that means God is not done with me yet. That means God is not done with you yet as well. And so tonight's episode is a declaration in which we're declaring that morning is coming. And that is morning, M-O-R-N-I-N-G. Morning is coming for us. The fact that it is a brand new month, the month of February, you know, I am just declaring it in my life, right? For myself, I'm declaring it for you as well. Because again, even if I may not know what it is that you're going through, but God is able to just allow us to be able to speak on a matter that concerns you. I don't know what is going through in your personal life, right? But if you find yourself being discouraged, if you find yourself in a place of just heaviness, right, or weariness, I'm declaring that over you today. Morning is coming. And there's two scriptures that I want us to meditate on for tonight's episode. The first one is Psalm 30, verse 5. The other one is Joel 2, verse 25. And I encourage you throughout the weekend and the coming days of this month, right, of February, continue to just meditate and declare them over your life. Morning is coming. Morning is coming. Let's go ahead and read Psalm 30, verse 5. It is really the verse that just gave us the title of tonight's episode, Morning is Coming. And this is what it says. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. I'm going to say this again. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Y'all, when you're going through, man, and it feels like you're in a drought, it feels like you're in a Job season. It can seem like the night is a lifetime. But yet the scripture says morning is coming. This scripture says morning is coming. This lets me know that God is a good God. The God that we serve is not a God that just looks from his throne room, right? And sees his children in deep anguish and not wanting to help them. Not wanting them to stand again. Not wanting them to rejoice. Though we know in scripture, we can't avoid trials. Trials are coming. We know that. We know there are times of suffering. We know that. But as well, we know that the seasons cannot stay the same. The seasons must change. In Psalm 30, verse 5, you can depict that this is a season. Like, even though the season is not there, but if it's saying weeping may stay for the night, it may not mean like a literal night. It could be literally a season. It could be even a few years of you just having setbacks after setbacks after setbacks. And then when that happens, you may end up saying, is my life just a life of disappointment? Is my life just a never-ending cycle of loss and defeat? But no. That is a lie from the enemy. The Lord says to us in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, He has plans to prosper us, not to harm us, plans to give us hope in the future. God wants to give you hope. I know you may feel like you're in a hopeless situation. And this may not even be feel like. You probably literally are in a situation that is hopeless in the sense that, again, you do not see any way out. And things are not getting better. It actually seems like they're getting worse. Right? But I know that God, He is sovereign. And I know that God, He is faithful. And I know that when you find yourself again in a situation where it seems like it's been prolonged, though that may be the thing that make you feel hopeless, as weird as this may sound, that could actually be what makes you know or indicate that morning is coming. It says, weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. If you find yourself in a time of sorrow, in a time of disappointment, then you know that it means that what's next ahead, right? What's coming next is not going to be that. In the mighty name of Jesus, what's coming next has to be breakthrough, has to be victory, has to be rejoicing. Amen. And so I'm declaring over your life today, morning is coming. Now, how can the morning come? In what position should we be as Christians for our morning to come? I know it could be hard at times to even get yourself to pray. But one thing I've learned, my goodness, prayer is communing with God. It's communing with God. It's communicating with God, right? But I've learned that as well, prayer is a weapon. Prayer is a weapon. When you can remain in prayer, even when you feel weak, even when you feel discouraged, you will see that God uses prayer to strengthen you. And so even though you may be in a night season, meaning you may be in a season of prolonged disappointments, if you can get yourself into the presence of your Heavenly Father, though the first time it may seem like it didn't do anything for you, if you can persist, I'm telling you, you will see God supernaturally strengthen you from the inside out. You will see God supernaturally give you just this unspeakable peace, right? A peace that you can't explain, a joy that you can't explain. It is not like a joy that means that you're just happy and smiling all the time, but it's just like this resolve that everything is going to be all right. Because why? My Father is the one who holds my life, right? My Heavenly Father, He is the author of my life. I didn't write this script, right? I didn't make myself. He made me. He's the one that placed me on this earth for a purpose. And He Himself says to me in scripture, He has plans to prosper me, not to harm me. Plans to give me hope in the future. So even though it seems like right now your future is uncertain, but God says He has given you hope in a future. You're still here. You have breath in your lungs, meaning that God is not done with you yet. And God wants you to see His goodness. And so if everything around you does not seem good, then it means that God is up to something, honestly. God is up to something. And you just need to continue to be still. Know that He is God. Do your part. But make sure that, again, you can remain humbled before Him. and seek him in prayer and allow him to do his work in you. And you could be rest assured that your morning is coming. I don't know how it's going to come. And that's the thing, y'all. The way God brings these good outcomes, I don't know how he brings them about. They can come in any direction. But one thing that we need to continue to do is seek him, is pray to him, is praise him, is to remind ourselves of his promises. Not just reminding ourselves of his promises, but to speak forth his promises, declare his promises, and let him know what he says of us in his word. Amen. Now, the second scripture that I want to go ahead and quickly just read and meditate with all of you is Joel 2, verse 25. And this is what it says. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I send among you. I love this scripture because this scripture, my goodness, it reminds you that, yes, we know God is able to restore our health. He's able to restore our finances. But years, wow. He is able to restore years, meaning he is able to redeem time. And then what is interesting is when it's starting to describe what it is that each locust did, right? So there's a crawling locust, there's a consuming locust, there's a chewing locust. No matter what type of locust it was that took from your years, that took from your life, they are not bigger than God. They cannot stop God from restoring back to you what they took, what they ate, right? And these locusts can be anything. A locust from your past could have been a major disappointment. A locust in your past, it could have been a sickness, right? It could have been a betrayal. Whatever it was, it's not big enough to keep God from restoring you. And now when it comes to restoration, we have to also remember that God's restoration may not always come the way we expect. It says, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. This doesn't mean that you're going to, for example, perhaps you're 25 years old. This doesn't mean that you're going to go ahead and then become 16 years old again and just redo those years, right? From scratch. But this just means that God is able to bring forth such fruit within the years to come, or perhaps even within this year, that it completely just completely just make you forget all of the disappointments and the pain of the previous years because of the overflowing of God's goodness in your life within this year that we're currently in, or perhaps the years to come, right? Within the latter years. My goodness. And so I pray that you guys would be encouraged by these scriptures tonight. I know I have been encouraged by these scriptures tonight. I want you guys to know that you seeking God is never in vain. You trusting God is never in vain. I know some people, you know, after a while passed, they're like, man, is God listening to my prayer? Like, what's the point of having hope if things are not changing for me? I'm telling you, God works wonders. And he's also a mysterious God. You may think that God is not listening, and God has already outlined every blessing to follow you. But you have to, again, remind yourself that you are not doing this on your own. He is your heavenly Father. He's the one that created you. He's the one that placed you on this earth. Everything that has happened, whether it was disappointments or blessings, he knew it all along. You know, nothing comes as a surprise to God. Literally. Even though when we, you know, we get surprised, he doesn't get surprised, right? And we could be encouraged to know that nothing that has happened to us was greater than God. No disappointment, no blessing is greater than God. And so if you find yourself in a predicament where, wow, this thing, man, is weighty, is heavy, it causes me to feel so weary, and you almost feel as though that thing is greater than God, is greater than God's deliverance, is greater than God's healing. No. That's a lie from the enemy. I can tell you, man, you know, these past couple of weeks, God has been, again, showing me the power of prayer. Like, prayer is not just communicating with him, but when you're praying to God, even if you may not hear him, right? Even if you might not sense his presence, but you know that each time you pray to him, he was listening. Even if he doesn't speak a word back to you, but you will begin to notice the change within you. You will begin to notice his empowering within you. Like, he's strengthening you from the inside. There maybe was a day you perhaps felt so weary, but then the following days, you just, again, feel this weight, right, being lifted off of you. That is God's doing. And all that happens because God sees that you are not stopping, right, when it comes to praying. You're praying consistently. You know, he even said it in Luke 18, verse 1. He says, we ought to always pray and not give up. Though we may pray and pray and pray, and the circumstances, right, that mountain of circumstances, they may seem like they're not moving, but guess what? Even before they move, God is doing something powerful within you. God is making sure that you are, you know, you are strengthened. He's making sure that you are whole, right? And as a result of that, everything within you, right, your soul, your spirit, is balanced, right? It's at peace. To the point where, like, you say, you know what? God be praised. God will work this out for me, right? I'm going to do my part. I'm going to go ahead and do what I can do. I'm going to go ahead and just make sure that I keep him first priority in my life. Make sure that I again, commit my ways to him. And I'm just going to wait, right? There's many scriptures in the Bible where it says of the servant of God that they waited for the Lord. They waited patiently for the Lord. And so I want you guys to be encouraged that your morning is coming. I cannot give you a particular time frame that is coming. But I just know if you have found yourself in a season of, like, again, like, you know, it's a night season for you, a drought season for you, and you know this is not God's will for you, and you know it is just a wilderness of some sort, I want you to be encouraged that God did not forget about you, and this is not bigger than God. You can be real with God in prayer and say, God, I trust you, Lord. I've been praying. I've been believing. This doesn't match up with what it is that I've been believing for. This doesn't match up with what it is that you've showed me or you've told me. This doesn't match up with what it is that you say in your word. Right? And God, he is faithful to intervene. He is faithful to show you that he is the God who parted the Red Sea. Right? And he is able to part that Red Sea that's in your life, whatever that may be. And so I pray that you guys were greatly encouraged. I declare over your life, even now, in the mighty name of Jesus, your morning is coming. Don't give up hope. The Lord says, those who hope in him, they will not be disappointed. Grab a hold of just powerful scriptures. Begin to really declare them over your life in the month of February. And wait patiently for the Lord. He is not a God who sleeps. He hears, he sees, and he cares for you. And if you're still here, it's truly because God is up to something wonderful in your life. You may not know what it is. You may not see it. But God wouldn't have you here if he didn't want you to be here, if he didn't want to show you how mighty he is in your own life. So I pray that you guys were blessed. I pray that you would also go ahead and take the time to really seek out God. Take the time to really pour out your heart before him. And even again, if you don't hear him in the manner that you wish to have heard him, he is listening and he will speak. He will speak when he is ready to speak. And you will know when it's him by his grace. Because again, you have surrendered yourself to him. And remember, y'all, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. Until next time, peace out. Take care.